5. All day long, Buddy kept asking Antoine if he had to pee. And Antoine would say, "No, quit bothering me."
"When you do, be sure you go in the backyard."
"But that's your ground out there. You marked it."
"You can mark over my mark. It's okay. Just don't go in the house."
"Why would I? I don't go in my den."
After that, Buddy quit asking him. Antoine complained about the dry dog food.
"There's no taste to it."
"It's good for you,"
Miss Betty said, like that would make it taste better.
"Why don't they let us eat the garbage?" Antoine said. "Then the maid won't have to take it outside."
Miss Betty said,
"Yuck,"
making a face like eating garbage was the worst thing she ever heard of. Antoine said,
"Don't knock it if you haven't tried it. You too used to food coming out of a bag. That's what I'd call being housebroken, not the other thing, peeing on the carpet. You've been in the house so long you've lost your taste for regular food."
What Antoine had the most trouble with was knocking over things. Bump a table and the vase sitting there would fall on the floor and break. Hear a sudden noise, a radio turned on, his tail shot out, hit a bowl of flowers, and got water all over the carpet. Anything he did like that, Buddy would give him a lecture on being careful. It didn't make sense to Antoine. What you had to be careful of were live things, not vases and bowls. See, you don't step on snakes or get skunks looking ugly at you. He had trouble catching on to human speech, what the words meant when he was told not to do something. It would surprise him that they'd act mad and he'd think, "What? What'd I do?"